Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Just as there is no one mold for an autistic child, the number of genes involved is a mind-boggling 800.
That's why autism is called autism spectrum disorder, for a group of neurodevelopmental disorders with a wide range of symptoms. They're grouped into three diagnoses: autistic disorder, Asperger's syndrome, and PDD-NOS, which stands for pervasive developmental delays not otherwise specified.
The diagnosis involves three areas of impairments: abnormal communication, impaired social functions, and repetitive behaviors and restricted interests.
Autistic disorder is the most severe and includes impairment in all three. For example, 50% of the kids don't speak and repeat behaviors like hand flapping or rocking.
Those with PDD-NOS have some but not all of the symptoms, and Asperger's kids face social challenges but aren't burdened with the communication or cognitive defects.
No two autistic children likely have the same genetic mutations that cause their disorder. 5 to 10% of the kids have new mutations not found in their parents, and men over 50 tend to produce sperm with more new mutations, upping their chance of having an autistic child.
Gene mutations along with environmental exposures could cause autism, such as gestational diabetes, folic acid deficiency, air pollution, and the type of bacteria in the child's gut.
One new theory is that some people with autism have different connections between different brain areas. Scientists are dedicated to discovering just what causes ASD. One fact is irrefutable: autism is not caused by vaccinations.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.